Chapter 2. The Secret Made Simple. Michael Bernard Beckwith.
We live in a universe in which there are laws. Just as there's a law of gravity, if you fall off a building, it doesn't matter whether you're a good person or a bad person, you can hit the ground.
The law of attraction is a law of nature. It is as impartial and impersonal as the law of gravity is. It is precise and it is exact.
Dr. Joe Vitale.
Everything that's around you right now in your life, including the things you're complaining about, you've attracted. Now, I know at first blush, that's going to be something that you hate to hear. You're going to immediately say, I didn't attract the car accident. I didn't attract this particular client. I didn't particularly attract the debt. I didn't attract whatever it happens to be that you're complaining about. And I'm here to be a little bit in your face and to say, yes, you did attract it. And this is one of the hardest concepts to get. But once you've accepted it, it's life transforming.
Often when people first hear this part of the secret, they recall events in history where masses of lives were lost, and they find it incomprehensible that so many people could have attracted themselves to the event. By the law of attraction, they had to be on the same frequency as the event. It doesn't necessarily mean they thought of that exact event, but the frequency of their thoughts matched the frequency of the event. If people believe they can be in the wrong place at the wrong time and they have no control over outside circumstances, those thoughts of fear, separation and powerlessness, if persistent, can attract them to being in the wrong place at the wrong time. You have a choice right now. Do you want to believe that it's just the luck of the draw and bad things can happen to you at any time? Do you want to believe that you can be in the wrong place at the wrong time, that you have no control over circumstances? Or do you want to believe and know that your life experience is in your hands and that only all good can come into your life because that is the way you think? You have a choice, and whatever you choose to think will become your life experience. Nothing can come into your experience unless you summon it through persistent thoughts.
Bob Doyle.
Most of us attract by default. We just think that we don't have any control over it. Our thoughts are on autopilot, our feelings are on autopilot, and so everything is just brought to us by default.
No one would ever deliberately bring anything unwanted to them. Without the knowledge of the secret, it is easy to see how some unwanted things may have occurred in your life or other people's lives. It simply came from a lack of awareness of the great creative power of our thoughts.
Dr. Joe Vitale.
Now, if this is your first time to hear this, it may feel like, oh, I have to now monitor my thoughts. This is going to be a lot of work. It will seem like that at first, but that's where the fun begins.
The fun is that there are many shortcuts to the secret, and you get to choose the shortcuts that work best for you. Keep listening, and you'll see how.
Marcy Shimoff, author, international speaker, and transformational leader.
It's impossible to monitor every thought we have. Researchers tell us that we have about 60,000 thoughts a day. Can you imagine how exhausted you'd feel trying to control all of those thoughts? Fortunately, there's an easier way. And it's our feelings. Our feelings let us know what it is that we're thinking.
The importance of feelings cannot be overstated. Your feelings are your greatest tool to help you create your life. Your thoughts are the primary cause of everything. Everything else you see and experience in this world is effect, and that includes your feelings. The cause is always your thoughts.
Bob Doyle.
The emotions are this incredible gift that we have to let us know what we're attracting.
Your feelings tell you very quickly what you're thinking. For just a second, think about when your feelings suddenly took a dive. Maybe when you heard some bad news, that feeling in your stomach or solar plexus was instant. So your feelings are an immediate signal for you to know what you are thinking. You want to become aware of how you're feeling and get in tune with how you're feeling because it is the fastest way for you to know what you're thinking.
Lisa Nichols.
You have good feelings and you have bad feelings. And you know the difference between the two because one makes you feel good and the other makes you feel bad. It's the depression, it's the guilt, it's the resentment, the anger. It's those feelings that don't make you feel empowered. Those are the bad feelings.
No one can tell you whether you are feeling good or bad because you are the only one who knows how you're feeling at any time. If you're not sure how you're feeling, just ask yourself. You can stop and ask this question often during the day, and as you do, you will become more aware of how you're feeling. The most important thing for you to know is that it is impossible to feel bad and at the same time be having good thoughts. That would defy the law, because your thoughts cause your feelings. If you are feeling bad, it is because you are thinking thoughts that are making you feel bad. Your thoughts determine your frequency, and your feelings tell you immediately what frequency you are on. When you are feeling bad, you are on the frequency of drawing more bad things. The law of attraction must respond by broadcasting back to you more pictures of bad things and things that will make you feel bad. As you feel bad and don't make any effort to change your thoughts and feel better, you are in effect saying, "Bring me more circumstances that will make me feel bad. Bring it on."
Lisa Nichols.
The flip side to that is that you have good emotions, good feelings, and you know when they come because they make you feel good. Excitement, joy, gratitude, love. Imagine if we can feel that way every day. When you celebrate the good feelings, you'll draw to you more good feelings and things that make you feel good.
Bob Doyle.
It's really so simple. It's right there. The answer is, what am I attracting right now? Well, how do you feel? I feel good. Well, good. Keep doing that.
It is impossible to feel good and at the same time be having negative thoughts. If you are feeling good, it is because you are thinking good thoughts. You see, you can have whatever you want in your life. No limits. But there's one catch. You have to feel good. And when you think about it, isn't that all you ever want? The law is indeed perfect.
Marcy Shimoff.
If you're feeling good, then you're creating a future that's on track with what you're desiring. If you're feeling bad, you're creating a future that's off track with your desires. So as you go about your day, the law of attraction is working in every second. Everything we think, everything we're feeling is creating our future. If you're worried, if you're in fear, then that's bringing more of that into your life throughout the day.
When you are feeling good, you must be thinking good thoughts. So you are on track and you are emitting a powerful frequency that is attracting back to you more good things that will make you feel good. Seize those moments when you are feeling good and milk them. Be aware that as you are feeling good, you are powerfully attracting more good things to you. Let's go one step further. What if your feelings are actually communication from the universe to let you know what you're thinking?
Jack Canfield.
Our feelings are a feedback mechanism to us about whether we're on track or not, whether we're on course or off course.
Remember that your thoughts are the primary cause of everything. So when you think a sustained thought, it is immediately sent out into the universe. That thought magnetically attaches itself to the like frequency, and then within seconds sends the reading of that frequency back to you through your feelings. Put another way, your feelings are communication back to you from the universe, telling you what frequency you are currently on. Your feelings are your frequency feedback mechanism. When you are feeling good feelings, it is communication back from the universe saying you are thinking good thoughts. Likewise, when you are feeling bad, you are receiving communication back from the universe saying you are thinking bad thoughts. So when you are feeling bad, it is communication from the universe, and in effect, it is saying something like this.
Warning, change thinking now. Negative frequency recording. Change frequency. Counting down to manifestation. Warning.
The next time you are feeling bad or feeling any negative emotion, listen to the signal you are receiving from the universe. In that moment, you are blocking your own good from coming to you because you are on a negative frequency. Change your thoughts and think about something good. And when the good feelings start to come, you will know it was because you shifted yourself onto a new frequency and the universe has confirmed it with better feelings.
Bob Doyle.
You're getting exactly what you're feeling about, not so much what you're thinking about. That's why people, if they stub their toe out of bed, they tend to spiral. The whole day goes like that. They have no clue that a simple shifting of their emotions can change their entire day and life. If you start out having a good day and you're in that particular happy feeling, as long as you don't allow something to change your mood, you're going to continue to attract, by the law of attraction, more situations, circumstances, people that sustain that happy feeling.
We all have experienced those days or times when one thing after another goes wrong. The chain reaction began with one thought, whether you were aware of it or not. The one bad thought attracted more bad thoughts, the frequency locked in, and eventually something went wrong. Then, as you reacted to that one thing going wrong, you attracted more things going wrong. Reactions just attract more of the same, and the chain reaction must keep occurring until you move yourself off that frequency by intentionally changing your thoughts. You can shift your thoughts to what you want, receive confirmation through your feelings that you change your frequency, and the law of attraction will grab hold of that new frequency and send it back to you as the new pictures of your life. Now here is where you can harness your feelings and use them to turbocharge what you want in your life. You can purposefully use your feelings to transmit an even more powerful frequency by adding feeling to what you're wanting.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
You can begin right now to feel healthy. You can begin to feel prosperous. You can begin to feel the love that's surrounding you, even if it's not there. And what will happen is the universe will correspond to the nature of your song. The universe will correspond to the nature of that inner feeling and manifest because that's the way you feel.
So what are you feeling now? Take a few moments to think about how you feel. If you're not feeling as good as you'd like to, focus on feeling your feelings inside and purposefully lift them. As you focus intensely on your feelings with the intention to lift yourself, you can powerfully elevate them. One way is to close your eyes, shutting out distractions, focus on your feelings inside, and smile for 1 minute.
Lisa Nichols.
Your thoughts and your feelings will create your life. It'll always be that way, guaranteed.
Just like the law of gravity, the law of attraction never slips up. You don't see pigs flying because the law of gravity made a mistake and forgot to apply gravity to pigs that day. Likewise, there are no exclusions to the law of attraction. If something came to you, you drew it with prolonged thought. The law of attraction is precise.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
It's hard to swallow. But when we can begin to open ourselves up to that, the ramifications are awesome. It means that whatever thought has done in your life, it can be undone through a shift in your awareness.
You have the power to change anything because you are the one who chooses your thoughts and you are the one who feels your feelings.
You create your own universe as you go along. Winston Churchill.
Dr. Joe Vitale.
It's really important that you feel good, because this feeling good is what goes out as a signal into the universe and starts to attract more of itself to you. So the more you can feel good, the more you will attract the things that help you feel good and are to keep bringing you up higher and higher.
Bob Proctor.
When you're feeling down, do you know that you can change it like that? Put on a beautiful piece of music. Start singing. That'll change your emotion. Or think of something beautiful. Think of a baby, maybe one you love, and dwell on it. Really keep that thought in your mind. Block everything out but that thought. I guarantee you'll start to feel good.
Make a list of some secret shifters to have up your sleeve. By secret shifters, I mean things that can change your feelings in a snap. It might be beautiful memories, future events, funny moments, nature, a person you love, your favorite music. Then if you find yourself angry or frustrated or not feeling good, turn to your secret shifters list and focus on one of them. Different things will shift you at different times, so if one doesn't work, go to another. It only takes a minute or two of changing focus to shift yourself and shift your frequency.
Love, the greatest emotion. James Ray, philosopher, lecturer, author, and creator of Prosperity and Human Potential programs.
This principle applies to your family pet, for instance, which I believe are wonderful because they put you in a great emotional state. When you feel love for your pet, that's a great state of love. It's going to bring goodness into your life. What a gift that is.
It is the combination of thought and love which forms the irresistible force of the law of attraction. Charles Honnell.
There is no greater power in the universe than the power of love. The feeling of love is the highest frequency you can emit. If you could wrap every thought in love, if you could love everything and everyone, your life would be transformed. In fact, some of the great thinkers of the past referred to the law of attraction as the law of love. And if you think about it, you will understand why. If you think unkind thoughts about someone else, you will experience those unkind thoughts manifested. You cannot harm another with your thoughts. You only harm you. If you think thoughts of love, guess who receives the benefits? You. So if your predominant state is love, the law of attraction or the law of love responds with the mightiest force, because you are on the highest frequency possible. The greater the love you feel and emit, the greater the power you are harnessing.
The principle which gives the thought the dynamic power to correlate with its object, and therefore to master every adverse human experience, is the law of attraction, which is another name for love. This is an eternal and fundamental principle inherent in all things, in every system of philosophy, in every religion, and in every science. There's no getting away from the law of love. It is feeling that imparts vitality to thought. Feeling is desire, and desire is love. Thought, impregnated with love, becomes invincible. Charles Honnell.
Marcy Shymoff.
Once you begin to understand and truly master your thoughts and feelings, that's when you see how you create your own reality. That's where your freedom is. That's where all your power is.
Marcy Shymoff shared a wonderful quote from the great Albert Einstein. Einstein said the most important question any human being can ask themselves is this a friendly universe? Knowing the law of attraction, the only answer to give is, yes, the universe is friendly. Why? Because when you answer in this way, by the law of attraction, you must experience that. Albert Einstein posed this powerful question because he knew the secret. He knew by asking the question, it would force us to think and make a choice. He gave us a great opportunity just by posing the question. To take Einstein's intention even further, you can affirm and proclaim, this is a magnificent universe. The universe is bringing all good things to me. The universe is conspiring for me in all things. The universe is supporting me in everything I do. The universe meets all my needs immediately. know that this is a friendly universe.
Jack Canfield.
Since I learned the secret and started applying it to my life has truly become magical. I think the kind of life that everybody dreams of, and I live on a day-to-day basis. I live in a $4.5 million mansion. I have a wife to die for. I get to vacation in all the fabulous spots of the world. I've climbed mountains. I've explored. I've been on safaris. And all of this happens and continues to happen because of knowing how to apply the secret.
Bob Proctor.
Life can be absolutely phenomenal, and it should be, and it will be, when you start using the secret.
This is your life, and it's been waiting for you to discover it. Up until now, you may have been thinking that life is hard and a struggle. And so by the law of attraction, you will have experienced life as hard and a struggle. Begin right now to shout to the universe, life is so easy. Life is so good. All good things come to me. There is a truth deep down inside of you that has been waiting for you to discover it. And that truth is this. You deserve all good things life has to offer. You know that inherently because you feel awful when you are experiencing the lack of good things. All good things are your birthright. You are the creator of you. And the law of attraction is your magnificent tool to create whatever you want in your life. Welcome to the magic of life and the magnificence of you.
Secret summaries. The law of attraction is a law of nature. It is as impartial as the law of gravity. Nothing can come into your experience unless you summon it through persistent thoughts. To know what you're thinking, ask yourself how you are feeling. Emotions are valuable tools that instantly tell us what we are thinking. It is impossible to feel bad and at the same time have good thoughts. Your thoughts determine your frequency, and your feelings tell you immediately what frequency you are on. When you feel bad, you are on the frequency of drawing more bad things. When you feel good, you are powerfully attracting more good things to you. Secret shifters, such as pleasant memories, nature, or your favorite music, can change your feelings and shift your frequency in an instant. The feeling of love is the highest frequency you can emit. The greater the love you feel and emit, the greater the power you are harnessing.